Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We are here today on Sandra Smith's specific radio show on holistic health care. So Sandra and I met many years ago. I'll briefly tell the story because I know we have a lot of new listeners all the time. Sandra and I met when she bought some leads from us when we were just a lead generation company, even way before Building Fortunes Radio. And as she was building a downline, if you will, in that network marketing company, we were talking about a lot of stuff. Sometimes we were talking about stuff on topic. Sometimes we talked about stuff of life in general. And I found that we were very much on the same page. It was almost like, you know, there was a connection, if you will, among the brains, even though we weren't raised together, we weren't building businesses together. It was just like kind of like we used the same words, same philosophy, same everything. So we had a lot of really great conversations. I mentioned to her that we should do a radio show about what she was working on, and we did it. I don't remember, two or three. You'll still find them up there on Building Fortunes Radio. But then there was a lapse of time, and I'll kind of speed this up just a little bit. She called me up recently. She said she had moved, which sometimes happens. She went from over there to over here, where she is now, and partly because of family reasons and a whole bunch of other things as well. But she still wanted to do another career and start working, so she became certified as a holistic health coach. And she's building a website, and she says, how do I let people know what I do? I said, well, the first thing we do is a radio show. So we started doing some radio shows about a month or three ago, I guess, maybe towards the beginning part of this year. So we're doing radio shows on Building Fortunes Radio. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows that we've done. And each radio show can kind of stand on its own. So they don't expire, so you can listen to anyone you want. But part of this series is on some of the vital components that you need to become and live a successful life. So today she's going to take a whirl at one of the first vital components, which is one of my most interested in components. But the one on sleep I don't get, you know. I know I need more sleep, but I still haven't mastered that one. But when it comes to nutrition and stuff like that we're going to talk about today, is certainly something I can gravitate towards. So I'm very interested in what she's going to share with us on her own radio show. She's got a website, holdontohealth.com, holdontohealth.com, no tricky spelling in there, it's just holdontohealth.com, that you'll be able to go to, and that's, of course, a work in progress. She'll constantly add to that, but there's enough there for you to be able to get a general feeling, and you can listen to these radio shows. So if you want to hire Sandra Smith is your holistic health coach, go for it. So, Sandra, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. I just always love to hear you prime the pump. I could just sit here and just listen to you talk about my moving from here to there and just go on and on. And I'm still in the heartland of our country. I moved from Indiana to Kansas, and it's just it's a great place to be. And, yes, this new season in my life has just brought about some wonderful new things, and one of them has been in continuing my education. I was already pretty well educated, had worked at a couple of major universities for a number of years, and had worked in corporate America, but my focus was in my work and everybody else and not myself. And so I saw a health decline that I didn't even know was coming, which is the backstory for why I'm doing what I'm doing now, having been blindsided, literally blindsided, with a cancer that I had no clue was, you know, on the horizon. And so we, to fast-track that, got that taken care of, and 2 years later, another cancer, not related to the first one, not metastatic, so it didn't spread or anything, but it was another. And so at that point, I'll tell you, there was something that happened in my brain, and it opened my eyes because there was a kind of insecurity and fear that set in that said, I need to know why. I need to know root causes. I need to know what is happening here and why. And I started that track of learning again and went back to health school, actually, and went through the Mind Valley Institute and became a certified holistic health and wellness coach, holistic in that I work with mind, body, and spirit, not just one component of the body. So I certainly don't know everything, but I certainly do know how to access most of the things that people need to know and hear and learn and how to direct people. And that's what educating people is all about. It's what coaching is all about, helping people connect the dots that need to be connected. And so looking at the things that I've thought about and talked about these last several weeks, beginning with the chronic health lifestyle needs that we experience, and there are seven of them, and they are called just that, the seven chronic health lifestyle needs. The first one is nutrition, then there's frequent movement, sound sleep, inner stillness, deep connection, think with nature, and sense of purpose. And I will be talking about and doing workshops on and webinars on these because these are the seven basic needs that embody everything that we need to have access to have a wholesome, healthy life and lifestyle. So today I'm just going to take a gander. Well, let me just refer to last week. I talked about self-care. That was another thing that is dear to me, which goes into the inner stillness part of those lifestyle needs. And we looked at self-care and how we could de-stress ourselves with self-care. But today I'm going to look at number one, the nutrient richness component of our need. My focus and my training and my teaching and my coaching is on the gut. It's on gut health that encompasses just about everything that we need to even deal with. But I can say this, that if you fit your gut, you fix your health. Your gut holds the power of your overall health. And so when we make the right choices for life without feeling deprived or tired, that is a very good thing. But what choices do we make? What are those choices? Well, even right now, I will just say, if you drop in on my website at holdontohealth.com, I have an awesome ebook there that's called Sugar Cravings, how to get off of the sugar cravings curb, kick your sugar cravings curb. And it's a free ebook, and it's really loaded with a lot of information that I have put together so that people can get to know me better, get to know my qualifications better, and come, you know, participate in some of my programs. So when you transform your gut health, you change your life. It's time to make changes that will have an impact on our overall health, from our brain function to our energy levels. So, you know, we might feel like we've tried everything for your gut health, but I have a plan that really works, and it works because I have been there. I went down that road that didn't work, came to the end of that road, and decided to, I wasn't ready to throw in the towel, so let's start over here. So when you think about it, how many times have you, any of you, Peter, seriously, encountered abdominal discomfort or gas, constipation, long after you digested a meal? What about, you know, bloating, cramps in the back? It seems like everything you ingest just brings on more pain. And the problem is that we have to eat at some point. And so we've tried diets and cleanses and detoxes to get back on track, but nothing is giving the relief that we desperately need. We need a plan, not just a fix or a Band-Aid, because maybe that'll work for a little while. You know, you feel better for a few days, and then suddenly it's back. The heartburn, the stomach grumbling, the difficult bowel movements. So whether we've always struggled poor gut health, or you notice that for the past several weeks, months, or even recent years, you just don't feel right inside. I think it's time to just stop and say goodbye to all of those and commit to better health right now. And so for myself, I've always struggled with gut health. All, when I say always, I literally do mean the womb. I was not able to drink regular the milk that they were feeding babies at that time, and that was many years ago. They didn't have the kind of the formulas that they have now. Breastfeeding was not an option for my mom at that point in time, and so they were really in a dilemma about this baby, the first baby, that was me. And so tried a number of things, and it turns out that it was a gentler type of milk that I could consume, which was goat's milk, and that's what I was raised on. Maybe that's why I don't like milk today, even now, and don't drink it. I drink nut milks. But all through my childhood, there was this tummy turbulence. Even as a little girl, elementary school, pre-puberty, puberty, post-puberty, all the way into my adult life. And I didn't know how to connect the dots of why it took me twice as long to eat as it did my siblings or anyone else. I couldn't understand why I had to leave my food when we would go out to dinner, because people would be already finished and I was halfway through and I had to move on. I couldn't understand that and connect it to digestion. Why? Because I didn't know. I had no idea that there was a thing going on in my esophagus, and many people experience this. The muscle contraction in the esophagus that moves the food down into the stomach, stasis, doesn't work for a lot of people, and it didn't for me. It took my food a very long time to get down. And so with that, the problems of food stagnating just began. So what do you do about things like that? Well, I still didn't know what to do, so I just dealt with it. I lived with it. And so my focus now is on helping people get beyond the "I just lived with it," helping people get beyond the insecurities of not knowing what to do or who to talk with. When I was confronted, I'm not a person who takes pharmaceutical drugs unless I absolutely have to. If I'm having a surgical procedure, yes, yeah, give me something to knock me out. But I'm not a pill popper. And so when I was confronted with chemotherapy and radiation, that was something that was off my radar. I submitted to it briefly because my family wanted me to do the gold standard stuff. Well, in my case, the gold standard was going to take me out. And so I had to back away from it after a treatment. And now, can you imagine what one has to do or could do when you walked away from the gold standard of health care for a major debilitating health issue that you've had and you have no one else to talk to? Well, there were people, and I didn't know who they were, but I encourage you to be willing to open your eyes and open your mind, because when you do that, you have the opportunity to see what else and who else is out there. That's what I did, and literally found an alternative oncology department at a major, in the town of the major university that I had worked in for a number of years. And so it only takes a little knowledge for some people just to dig deeper and deeper. And so I went deeper and deeper and learned how to approach health and maintenance after cancer with an alternative approach. And would you believe it? That alternative approach began with what I put in my gut. It began with what I ingested, what I ate. It began with the foods that I combined and the foods that I resisted, the foods that I loved but didn't love me, and therefore I didn't understand why reflux was continuing to happen when I eat cheese late at night. But I learned. I learned my body. I learned to communicate with my body. And I encourage you to do the same thing, because the basics of digestion, if your digestion is not working properly, you simply cannot be healthy. So what does that mean? It means that many of your friends, family, loved ones who are just not healthy or don't look healthy, don't feel well, it's because they don't have properly working digestion. So do you ever, you know, stop and wonder, what am I doing wrong with my health? One of the simplest ways that your health can get off track is when you don't take digestion seriously. We take so many other things seriously, but not digestion. You know, a workout plan and exercise routine won't change the way that your body digests and processes food. So keeping your digestion at the forefront is really crucial. So what I'm sharing right now is information that in one of the workshops that I've produced and continue to provide, and I'm going to share this information for my listeners here probably over the course of the next 2 or 3 weeks, because there is much to hear and to learn. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just basic information that helps open your eyes. Why? Because if your eyes are closed, if you don't know, then you don't know what to do. If your eyes are closed, you don't know where to take the next step. And so what my focus is to provide eye openers. And that ebook that I mentioned, Kicking Your Sugar Cravings to the Curb, is one of those eye openers. And as I said, it's free. There's also a gut guide that I'm provided through my website also, that's designed to open your eyes. So when your digestion isn't working properly, there's no way to keep your body healthy. The gut acts like a second brain within the body, and without it being balanced and ready, you'll have a hard time reaching your health and wellness goals, no matter how hard you try. So if you're taking a good long look at your health and finding that you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, I would love to talk with you. I have a calendar on my website that just says connect with me, and we'll do a conversation just to see what you think and where you are, where you want, where you think you want to be, to see what your why is as far as even your existence. That's why I stopped chemotherapy and radiation. I had a very big why, and I knew that if I continued to proceed down that path, my body spoke volumes to me and said, I will not go with you. So I said to my body, okay, thank you. You'll only have to say this once. I will stop this. With black nails and a black tongue and a bald head and black toenails, I will not do this ever. I'm so glad that I stopped. So if you're taking a good long look at your health and you see that you are stuck, call me and we can have this good conversation. And when we're looking at still looking at the basics of digestion, your gut is the home of your immune system and the serotonin production in your body, which is that chemical that sends messages throughout the body to work, to function, to do this way, do it that way. So your gut is, when you're not digesting well, it's hard to stay healthy or even feel the same level of happiness that you would when your gut is doing what it should. The gut acts like that, as I've already said, is that second brain. When it's not healthy, you can't see the world clearly and react well. So getting it back in balance takes time, and you need to know that. It does take time because it has taken time to get it to where it is now. But you don't have to do this alone. There is help. I'd be happy to help you. That's what I do. And, you know, when you think about the root of your digestion, where is it? It's in your intestines. So if you're feeling blocked up, think about it. The root of the digestion is there in the intestine. It's a simple question that we never like to answer honestly, but admitting that digestion is not on track can be the very first thing toward getting the body in a healthier space. And I cannot figure for the life of me why it is that we don't want to talk about that, to talk about our digestion. The root of digestion within the body is in the gut. These long muscles in the gut process our food. They pull out the nutrients, and they pass waste along. So what's creepy about that? That's the way we are. That's our bodies. That's how they're built. So when your digestion stops working as it should, it shuts down everything with your intestines, and it leaves you at a standstill. It's like, what do? You go to the drugstore and you buy some Correctol, or you drink some prune juice, or you do some other old wives' tales that give temporary relief, but temporary relief is not optimal. So all the waste and food can pile up in your gut and start to sour, leaving you with an upset stomach and a grumpy mood. So, you know, I suggest let's get back on track with digestion and get it moving and keep it moving. Learn what it is basically and naturally that will keep it moving, and simply. And so when we look at that balance, you know, have you ever dealt with a mind-numbing ache in your stomach, the kind that leaves you doubled over and watching the clock and you're thinking, maybe I've been poisoned, food poisoned or something, and you just don't know? Well, that kind of pain, of abdominal pain, along with acid reflux, and that's when you know, what you have eaten stays in the top part of your stomach, and it decides to, that it doesn't like being there. It's not going to go all the way through, so it backs up in your esophagus, and it comes up into your throat, your mouth, maybe even your nose. You know, I don't want to do a TMI here, but many, many years ago, I've had one of those kinds of situations that could have cost me my life, and because I didn't play around with it, I woke up in the midst of a reflux issue and went straight to a gastroenterologist the very next day, and that's when I learned that my esophagus was not working properly. So when I would lie down, when you lie down, your food keeps, or whatever keeps moving your esophagus muscles, that peristalsis action never stops. Well, in my case, it never started. So my food drops into my stomach because of gravitational pull. Well, thank God for gravity. And so we will continue with this over the next, I know, couple of weeks, because there's so many things that I want to for you. And these are just eye-openers. This is not one of my courses, but it is the core of most of my courses. But we do how-tos and wherefores and whatnots. So, Peter, at this point, let me hear from you.
Yeah, all great information. And I don't know. Jeez, there's so much to talk about. So I'm glad you're going to do this topic multiple times, because there are so many things that we can kind of weave into this conversation. But I'll make a very quick point. The reason why you need a holistic health coach is because traditional medicine is too hard to access. And also, I think it's been compromised. So I'll say it. Nobody else has to. The doctor that you saw, you know, 15, 20 years ago is not the same doctor you saw today. So there's political pressure, there's financial pressure. A lot of the structures between who a doctor is today is a lot different. And unless you take your health into your own care, they're just an employee following a protocol, probably employed by a major hospital, holding on for a paycheck. So is that the person you want taking care of your health? Probably not. That's why you want a holistic health coach who can kind of walk you through the different things. And then if he or she, like Sandra, is going to basically say, hey, listen, this is beyond me, you got to go see a doctor, then you go see a doctor. But the reality is you can make an appointment with a doctor today and not see them for 3 friggin' months, because that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So you got to take your health into your own hands. So that's what I'll say about that. And for those people listening in, how do they find you?
They can find me at holdontohealth.com. I have both my calendar there where they can schedule a call with me. My email is there. It's sandrasmith@holdontohealth.com, or there's sandra.news. Is that right?
Excellent. Yep, and we put a simple email together for you. So if you just remember sandra@sandra.news, that'll get to where it's got to go as well. But holdontohealth.com is her main website. That's the one that she's working on, and we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Sandra, thanks for being here. We'll catch you next time.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.